G'day, Mark.
I just want to warn you, Lucinda, last night before I went to bed, I didn't clean my teeth.
Okay.
So I, last night, like a lot of people, watched the show, and as soon as you went into beautiful Timothy's serial killer den, we just all yelled at the TV, run, Lucinda, run. That must have been pretty confronting to go into that bachelor pad.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Are you a bit of a germphobe like me? Are you like, ooh, I'm not touching that? Or are you like, oh, this is cool, this is who he is?
No, I do love a really good space. I've got to admit, yeah, I love a fresh, beautiful space. Yeah,
fair enough. You are, I can sense you just trying hard not to say anything much here, and that's okay. Yeah. I understand that because I have no doubt that you adore Tim, like we all do. The whole of Australia does.
We are watching him, you know, open up and all these walls are tumbling down, and that's beautiful. Do you think this whole kind of lifestyle has been living, you know, a bit of a scruffy lifestyle might relate to his emotions a bit?
Yeah, look, I do think our space is a bit of a reflection of our internal, you know, headspace. So, but look, I mean, I've since been to his apartment since the experiment, and he has tidied it up somewhat, and you know, his plants are looking fresher, and you know, he's done a bit of work. So
did he sell the photocopier? Because that looked like a bargain.
He did. He got rid of that. Thank God, he got rid of that.
The handy little photocopier in the corner. And did you have a conversation about chicken wings on the carpet?
Yes. I was like, oh, you know, is there a dog bowl around? What's going
Maybe
on here?
Maybe we could get a dog bowl, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Hey, I tell you what, though. You, this season, I have always watched Mavs, but sometimes I've sort of dropped off mid-season because I've sort of said to myself, oh, these people are just, you know, maybe they're for the wrong reason, or, you know, it just feels a bit toxic and I haven't seen it through. And this season I just feel like there has been so many people who have been watching them unfold has been really instructive for the whole of Australia. And you and Timothy are the perfect example of that where, you know, you could have exploded. If not for you, Lucinda, you could have exploded day one, but you held him tight and wouldn't let him go, would you?
Well, you know, I think Tim's been worth it. And, you know, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Thousands apply and, you know, these experts match you with somebody they fit, you know, feel is appropriate. And it's just, it's an incredible medicine journey of sorts where, you know, you want to stay and explore every facet of possibility. And that was the case for Tim and I. And I think we've learned and grown so much. It's been amazing, truly.
Yeah. And we can see from pap photos, you guys are still friends. I won't bother asking if you're in love because you probably wouldn't tell me anyway, but you are still in each other's lives.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, there's so much love there flowing. Yeah, I talk to Timbo every day.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Every day, hey.
Every day, hey.
Your dad's a great wingman.
Oh, isn't he just? I know. He's always been an amazing wingman ever since I was little. Yeah, he's one of my best mates and my dad. God bless there. He's a classic.
Yeah.
Well,
he is.
All right, Lucinda. I don't know. I'm hearing. I reckon you two are still together. I reckon my money's on we've got ourselves a couple here, Caroline. I know you can't give away too much, Lucinda, but that's, I don't know. Where are you at, Caroline? What do you think?
I think they're mates. That's
you think
I
you're
think.
Mates, but they're
yeah.
not together?
And you know why I think that they're mates? Because you deserve better. That's why I think that they're mates. Because you deserve a man who can reach out and pull you close. And he can't do that for whatever reason. Whoever hurt him bad. And you deserve someone who will hold you.
Well, look, this show is full of twists and turns and strange things do happen. So, yeah, look, it's not over till the fat lady sings, that's for sure. We've still got a couple of weeks left in the experiment, so got to watch this space.
That's a good answer.
It's a good answer.
She's good at this.
In that couple of weeks, would you just walk past Jack one day and just kick him in the back of the knees for me? just take a karate chop in the back of the knees.
Have you managed to have a chat to Jackie Boy yet?
No, because I'm refusing to.
She won't do it.
I won't do it.
She shut him down. She doesn't like the way he speaks.
So just look right and chop. No, no one gets hurt, but just send the message.
All right. I'll give him a top suey.
Of all the human beings around, I just don't think Lucinda's about to lay a karate chop in anyone, okay? I don't think that's going to happen,
maybe
Caroline.
Not, maybe not.
Lucinda, you're wonderful. Good luck. If this is the real thing or maybe the next person in your life, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
And thanks for being you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Caroline.